Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Samach Gimel. Chulin 63a. Pagination is 125. We're dealing with the topic of birds, particularly non-kosher birds. And the basic guideline is that even though the Torah listed off which ones are non-kosher, and if one would know them and the related birds of those families, one could actually identify which birds are non-kosher and all other birds would be kosher. But because we're not clear which ones are indeed those non-kosher birds, both because of translations and because of related to the family definitively, we do not eat birds unless we have a tradition that they are indeed kosher by the tradition that other observant communities ate them. One of the themes that exists on this topic of birds is kind of a groping to try to identify which birds are being described specifically. If you take a look at Tosfos, just as a shortcut to this very expansive topic, you'll see in the second Tosfos, midway in that Tosfos, Ba'os. So the first words are a reference in parentheses. And then Tosfos describes a specific bird, a neyem holchos lifneyem kishel adam. The eyes of this bird are in front of it, like a person has eyes in front, and not like your typical bird that has one eye on each side. Now, one eye on each side is certainly advantageous in certain ways. It gives a greater peripheral vision. But what's described here is a neyem holchos lifneihem kishel adam, a specific bird that's eyes are in front. And many say that that's a reference to the owl. If you'll drop into the last Tosfos on the page, Nates, Pirish Bekuntris, Ash Proir, which certainly is reminiscent of the word osprey, which is the name of a bird. And further in Tosfos, in the beginning of a line, igla, which is the argument of Tosfos that a nesher is not an eagle. An eagle, he says, is yeshlo etzba yesera, does not have all of the simanim, the signs of a non-kosher bird. And therefore, nesher, which is supposed to have all the simanim of a non-kosher bird, doesn't match an eagle in Tosfos' opinion. One of the skills that emerges is that there's a lot of wisdom that we're able to achieve, even if we aren't able to do the logistical matching of what bird is actually being described. For example, the selection for our learning today begins at the end of the fifth line on the page. Amar, Rav Yehuda said, Shalach, that's a bird's name that's found in Vayikra Yud Aleph Yud Zayin, 11:17 in Vayikra. Ve'es ha-shalach, it's the name of a bird, which, if you look at Art Scroll, just as an example, they simply transliterate it, because we're hesitant to translate something if it's not definitive. Sometimes in the commentaries, we'll go ahead and suggest different things in the footnotes, but in the translation, if we're not sure, so we prefer the transliteration to make it clear, it's a shalach, that's what it is. I don't know what it is. But says Rav Yehuda, it has a name that's chosen very specifically. Zehashole dogim min hayam. this is the bird that draws out fish from the sea. It's apparently a bit of a dive bomber, and it's able to obtain fish very targeted way from the sea. And it's called shalach. Now, if we join the Mefarshim together with the Gemara in trying to understand it, just a quick synopsis, shalach is a bird described as Hashem sending this bird to kill a specific fish that it has designated, slated, that it's supposed to die. In the words of Rashi, lasos nikmascha bidigas hayom lahamis hamizumanim lamus, to do Hashem's vengeance, if you will, among the fish, to kill the one that's slated to die. Now, this implies that there's hashkacha pratis, very specific divine intervention regarding the animal species. This is a discussion. Certainly, if Hashem wishes to do away with a specific fish, or Hashem wants to use a specific animal for a specific reason, of course, it's Hashem's world. He does what he wants. But that there's a concept of divine punishment on a fish to be noted, so that's emerging from this Gemara. Also, the fish represent humanity. And these, on one level, are also mishalim. The pasuk describes, kadogim shene'echozim ba'mitzoda. People are sometimes like fish that are grabbed in the net. The fish thinks everything is well, doesn't realize that exterior to it, there's a net that's closing it in more and more until suddenly he becomes aware of the net and is already too late. Similarly, Hashem may target a specific fish, or likewise in the Nimshal, a specific person, and uses an animal scent, shalach, shlichus, scent, to be able to do that. There is a difference, you'll note, the chaf, the ches, to know exactly what is meant by this inference. In the Medrash Rabbah, Vayikra Chaf Beis Dalid, you find a story of a scorpion that's sent on a mission. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to kill somebody, but somebody that's across the river. And therefore, the scorpion has to make use of a creature that's in the water to get it across, to climb on its back and get to the other side. And it was recognized by the bystander, this oddity of the scorpion riding across the river. It was recognized as Lasa Shalichuso Shel Makom. It's clearly on its mission to do Hashem's bidding to kill someone. Continuing in the Gemara, skipping 2-3 lines, Rabbi Yochanan Kavachazi Shalach, when Rabbi Yochanan saw this bird, Shalach, bird that is sent, Omar, he would say, Mishpatecha Tahom Rabba, your judgment is in the depths. This is a bird that can dive into the water and grab the fish that's been designated. Kavachazi Nemala, when he would see an ant, Omar, he would say, Tzedkoscha kahara reyel, your tzedakah, your righteousness, your benevolence is like the mountains. And an ant has the wiring, the nature, to collect food in abundance. It's able to carry things heavier than itself, and it's able to gather so much food that far exceeds its needs. An alternative approach, you could see it in Rashi, is that there's a comparison between the Shalach and the Namala in a more direct way. These two psukim, Mishpatecha Tahom Rabba, is that the Shalach has to work so hard to get its food. Tzidkascha Kaharere Kale is that the Namala has its food in abundance. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.